Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Does Pizza Man Dan deliver beer and wine to your house?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Yes.
To your house?
Yes.
PizzaManDans.com?
Yes.
Tequila?
No, no tequila.
Cerveza!
PizzaManDans.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brew Fest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone's doing great, and I hope that you joined us in our earlier show. We are always here from 6 to 8. We talk about the brighter side of life, and again, we hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. We always love to start our show with something uplifting, and when someone else's happiness is your happiness, that is love in my book. So anyways, I do want to remind everybody, if you're just tuning in right now, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We'd love to give back on our show, and we'd love to hear from all of our listeners out there. So please give us a call. Leave us your name, your number, and your email. Get on our newsletter that goes out every single week. Give us permission to give you send that to you in our in your email. And also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those places are more chances to win. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can always go to our iTunes, which is iTunes / The Kim Pagano Show, our podcast, and we'd love to share that with you. We've got a great show. We've got lots of stuff this weekend. Everything, it feels like everything happening this weekend, and I'm so excited to be a part of all these great events. So I do want to invite you. Our first guest is Maria Felipe, and of course, her book is Live Your Happy. Does that sound like me? I mean, that's just the way I think about everything. Next, we're going to be talking with Richard Goldstein and protecting your pets through the summer. And then we're going to talk with Dr. Carlos Martinez and, of course, about cataract awareness. We've got a lot of great information, and we're so glad that you are here. So again, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
And we have some fabulous giveaways. It's Southern California's best event as far as salsa goes, and it's the 24th annual Oxnard Salsa Festival happening this weekend downtown Oxnard. Go to Plaza Park. You are going to have a blast. Sizzling entertainment and great salsa. Wings of Camarillo Air Show. That's presented by the California Aeronautical University. It's happening Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th. Camarillo Airport is where it is going to be. Wingsovercamarillo.com. The Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents their 6th annual Brew Fest. That's in Thousand Oaks near the library, Canoe Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind that well-known Teal Library. You can go there on Thursday, August 24th. It's going to be so much fun. And we have California kettle corn, as always, high-quality kernels. It is the best.
There you go. And I do want to share another great event happening at the Rubicon is on the town, and that's starting August 4th through the 12th. We've got tickets for that, so I'd love to share that with you. Again, let's start off with some popcorn, and of course that is he calls him Richard the Popcorn Man, but it is kettle corn, and it is so good. So I'd love to share a couple bags with you out there. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on. Maria, are you there?
Maria. I am here, Kim. How? Oh, my God. I love your vibe. I couldn't wait to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. I love that. I know. When I saw your book, I was like, oh, my God, this is like Live Your Happy. I'm like, how do I get my happy on, you know? I can't wait to. Seriously, you know, life happens to all of us, you know, and I was saying I've had five funerals in the last 2 weeks. That's like not good. But how do you support the people in that you have to live your life with like knowing that maybe we don't have tomorrow, but did we make today and the rest of our life worthwhile? So I'm excited to share you with my listeners. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, first, Kim, I want to thank you for having me on. When you were talking earlier, I was just feeling your vibe, and I was just so grateful to be able to join with you. I feel that this book just brings all these wonderful relationships into my life. And I was like so giddy. I was like, she's so happy. She's like so alignment to the book's message.
Right.
Even your voice was so soothing. So I was like, oh my God, this is really exciting for me.
I love it. Thank you, Maria.
Well, a little bit about me. I was in television for over 18 years. And back in Miami and also in Los Angeles.
What did you do on TV?
I was a TV host.
Uh-huh.
I would do Spanish television shows, of which I would interview, you know, entertainers and also just people from all walks of life and different shows that I did. I also did some Spanish soap operas. You know, like those women with over a lot of makeup going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very passionate soap operas.
I love it. That's
and
really cool.
I actually also worked for WWF, which is now World Wrestling Entertainment. I was there. Host of their show, I would interview the good guys and the bad guys next to the ring in front of like 20,000 people live.
Wow.
In an arena.
Uh-huh.
And I was also the first boxing announcer, the first woman boxing announcer.
Oh my God. Wow. Very cool.
So I used to call fights in Las Vegas, you know, in the red corner, weighing.
How exciting. That's very cool. I love that. And so
yeah.
Is this your first book that you have written?
Yes, it is my first book, and I actually was not interested in writing a book. I suffer from dyslexia. I have also never thought that I could even write a book because I feel like I'm not good with grammar. I don't identify myself as a writer. I don't like reading. So I was like, I would be the last person that would write a book. But I became a speaker in 2012. I had this calling, and I started to speak about A Course in Miracles and spiritual concepts and concepts about, you know, understanding the mind and being happy.
Wow.
And this whole situation came that people would ask me to write a book, or they wanted a book on what I was teaching. And I was very insecure about that, to tell you the truth.
I really appreciate that, though, Maria, that you're even sharing that with us, because I'm trying to write my book right now. And I have to tell you, it's like, you know, we all think maybe we're not good enough. Who's going to read it? You know, all those kind of things. And yet here you are, you did it, you know? And so it's like kind of walking through those fears and, you know, just being, I mean, even when I first came on the radio 10 years ago, I was like, oh, all right, I'll try this, you know? I'm a hair therapist, and so I always, for years, have been making people look good and feel good. And so I started a woman's support group, and I just started to help other people. And I thought, if I could get on the radio to make more people feel better, that's what I would do. And 10 years later, here I am, and I talk to amazing people like you. And so it's just been infectious, and I love it. So.
Yeah, I think it's very important. You know, what I'm hearing here is like getting out of our own way, mm-hmm. you know, because we're really in our way with our self-concepts and our fears and our limitations. And I had like this identity that I felt like I wasn't a writer. And it was interesting because the world kept on reflecting, hey, we want a book because we want to read what you're sharing at these conferences or in these talks. And, you know, it would happen this way that I was actually posted on Facebook, you know, a kind of thing that I thought could be in a book. It was called, and I put at the end, excerpt from my book. And Kim, I didn't even know what an excerpt was. That was actually a quote that I wrote.
Right. I love it. Okay. So obviously you deal with Center for Spiritual, correct? Because that's where I am at. Is that correct?
Excuse me?
Like putting out to the universe what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't so much even that, Kim. It was more like I was just on the computer. I was having a nice, you know, glass of Pinot Noir. You know, I was just having, you know, and I just wrote that. And one of an agent reached out to me. Patrick D. Miller wrote me a message and said, hey, you know, I get very interested when course teachers are writing a book. I want to know more about your book. And then I had forgotten I had written it because I had like two glasses of wine, you know. So I was like, what did I write yesterday? So I went back and I saw that I had written that. And we talked on the phone. We had a conversation for like an hour. And he told me that I had a message within me and he felt that I could really write a book and I had to get over myself. And we wrote a book proposal, which we sent out.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
And then, so it really came from, the book was born from Facebook and a glass of Pinot Noir.
Yeah. All right. I like it. Where do I pick mine up? I'm going to do that. So very cool. So so tell us about, one, your book and you know, the important message that you're trying to say.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the mind, actually. I feel that a lot of us don't understand the way our mind works. We have no idea. We just wake up in the morning. We're on automatic pilot. We're trans out. We get up. We do the same thing every day. We brush our teeth. We go to work, and we're just carried by the day of our thought system of ego and in fear versus like being very aware of our thoughts and what we're thinking. So this book has a lot to do more with like understanding the way your mind works and when you are in thoughts of fear or love, and to be discerned. And to be very clear on where your mind's going and practicing that on a daily basis. I feel the course says that our mind is very undisciplined and has no consistency, no constancy. What I'm doing in this book is basically helping you to be able to discern and understand the thoughts that you're having and to help you to start to think more thoughts that are aligned to love, more thoughts that are aligned to truth so that you can experience happiness. And it's not a happiness like a cheerleader happiness, Kim. I feel a lot of people, they read the title, they're like, oh, this is she, raw cheerleader happiness. And this is a happiness that is, it comes from truth in the sense that you're happy regardless of what's going on in form. So you're happy regardless if whatever's happening, your happiness doesn't come from anything outside of you. It's cultivating an inner happiness, which is already yours, because in truth, you have everything and you lack nothing. But it's really coming into terms that that's really true for you.
Okay. Now, did you create this course? It says a course in miracles. Have you created that or did you just live that?
Well, the Course in Miracles is not my book. It's actually, my book is inspired by that book.
Okay.
The first person that wrote something about it was Marianne Williamson
in
her book, Return to Love.
She's been on my show too. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she, you know, her books are based on A Course in Miracles, just like this book is based on A Course in Miracles. But it was written by, in 1976, and supposedly it's a channeled material, which really inspired this book, because The Course in Miracles is all about not being a victim of the world that you see. You take responsibility for your perceptions, and it comes from a place of you're really in charge. You're really empowered, because nothing outside of you, in truth, if you really work on your mind, could really take away your peace of mind.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So now, it's really powerful.
I know you talk about forgiveness, true forgiveness, and why is that important?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank
because
you.
I was just about to say, you know, the Course talks about that you forgive people for what they didn't do. And it's like, what do you mean? You know,
right.
How do you forgive people for what they didn't do? So when I first heard about this 20 years ago, when I sat in a workshop for a course, I was like, what do you mean? You forgive people for what they didn't do. And the truth is, forgiveness is remembering the love you gave and the love that you received in the past. And all else should be forgotten, because in truth, it's not even really here anymore.
Right.
Wow. So you can't, why are you suffering over and over and over again about something that happened, like when you were little, or somebody told you weren't good enough, or you were abused, or whatever it was. And I'm not saying to take that lightly, or there's nothing wrong there, but it's like, how long are you going to hold on to those chains? You know, how long are you going to hold on to that heavy baggage and say, hey, you know what? It's not here anymore. It's like, you can't.
Yeah.
Why are we?
It's like holding on to a past story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And it's delusional, because you can't do anything about it. Can't think about it.
Like, yeah.
You really, it's already done. So forgiveness is really being present.
Wow.
And just recognizing what is really, really true. Because the forgiveness of the world, you really make it real.
Okay.
Because in the forgiveness of the world, it's like, you really did something to me, Kim. You know, and I need to forgive you for it.
Right.
But the Course is saying, no, the truth is that everything is love or a call for love. Mm, everything.
Right. I love that. What do you most want the readers to take away from your book, Live Your Happy?
Well, what I want them to take away is if we've been run by the society for so long that fear is normal, that anxiety is normal, that, you know, you have to, you know, take certain pills to feel better or whatever it is. If we've been taught that this whole society of fear is a normal thing, what I want to take from my book is, if that has been running so long, why can't we have the opposite of that? Like, why can't we have opposite days? You know, why can it be that fear is that happiness is normal?
Wow.
Why can it be that forgiveness is normal? Why can it be that easy is normal?
Wow.
You know?
I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Maria Felipe, and we're talking about Live Your Happy. Get out of your own way and find the love within. I mean, so many of us are just not acceptance of the life that we are given. And I love your book. I'm going to read it. And I would love to have you back on. I know we don't have a lot of time, and I would love to dig a little bit deeper. So how has this changed your life?
Well, how it's changed my life is that I don't play the victim card anymore.
Oh,
you know,
I love that. I really
live an empowered life of, like, I really see that I'm responsible, and I come from that space of power instead of letting something outside of me take away my peace or my happiness. And another way that this has helped me is not personalizing things, Kim. You know, I feel that we personalize everything. We make everything about us. We have such a me, it's all about me consciousness, you know?
Right.
If your boss says something to you, you know, you take it personal and you let it hurt you. Or if your spouse says something, you take it personal, let it hurt you, or your coworker.
Right.
And what I'm saying here is that you're not a victim of the world that you see, which means that, in truth, you know, it's not about you all the time. That person has their own stuff. That person has their own grievances.
Yeah, you know, Maria, I we're so in line with each other, because I feel like, you know what, you are part of a support, universal support. That's my goal, to put together a universal support. And before, it used to be, I remember years ago, that everybody was so cutthroat. And now I'm like, oh my God, I have a voice. I have a transportation to share all these great thoughts that people are doing. And I want to share it. And you know, it's interesting. I was at, like I said, these funerals, and people are like, You are so cool, Kim. You like share your friends. Like, they're not my friends. They're just people that I've met. And oh my God, everybody's got a purpose and a gift. And I just like, why not put all these wonderful people together to lean on each other and really to lift each other, not to pull each other down.
Yeah, that is so beautiful because, Kim, it's, I talk about it in my book, Love is One.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hearing here is like inclusive love versus exclusive love.
Yeah. You know? We need to lift each other up. We're all here on a journey. And you know, there's people that, are human sucks. They just suck you dry. And then there's people that want to give back and lift you up. And those are the people I want to surround myself by. And I love that you wrote this book. Where do my listeners find your book?
Well, they have it at Barnes & Noble, and they also, any local bookstore, you can order it. And it's also on Amazon.
Okay.
So pretty much everywhere. Even if you wanted to, like, support your local bookstore, you will walk in there and just say, can you please order this book?
And you also have an e-book, right?
It's also on Kindle, and they can get that through Amazon.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Question. Yeah. Well, give me one. What's your favorite topic in here or your, you know, favorite thing that you talk about in your book?
Well, my favorite thing that I talk about in my book is that you are the love of your life.
Mm.
You know, I feel that I struggled a lot with looking for my love outside of myself, not only in my career, but in a partner.
Yep.
Like constantly looking for something outside to complete me. We all remember that famous part in Jerry Maguire when he says, "You complete me."
Yeah.
And we thought that was so romantic, and it really leaves you powerless, because if something outside of you completes you, then you're not complete.
I know. We're always looking for love in all the wrong places. And if you find it within yourself, you've actually conquered your life. If you can be in love with yourself. You know, it's interesting because we all come in different shapes and sizes and different, transportations, I say, right? And so many of us are not happy with it. And if we honor, oh, my God, my parents always taught me, there's people that have no feet. Let alone what color shoes or what they're wearing. We need to honor our gifts that we were given to walk this life.
Yeah, gratitude is what's coming up now. It's just being really grateful and understanding that you're whole, that you're holy, that you're lovable, and that you are complete in itself. And it's funny because some people say, well, what does that even look like?
Yeah.
Well, the first step is just being willing, being willing to recognize that. And I think all of us, we have such intuitive, We know so much. It's just that we're blocked so much from the voice of fear that we lose access to our inner wisdom,
Yeah.
That voice of love that knows exactly what to say, what to do, how to be, it's just that we've blocked that intuition, of which is always there for us. That's something else that my book teaches, is really understanding you have an inner guide, a best friend, inner friend, whatever word you want to call it, that guides you.
Right. And so many times we don't listen to our intuition. We like go, oh, no, not now, because we're second guessing ourselves. And if we just listen to that guide and go, this isn't feeling so good for me, or wow, I really feel a connection to this person. Those are our guides, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Kim, it gets even worse than that. The thing is that we want to control. We're like control freaks, We want to control.
Oh, I'm so glad you actually talked about that. Because you want to know something? I think that's been my little lesson in life, is trying to control things. And you know what? Every single time. Now I learned to just be. Just be.
When, that's so beautiful.
And seriously, my husband and I took a trip to Ecuador. And I was like, oh my God, I've never been away this long. I've got, I've got four children. I've got grandchildren. I've got businesses. And he goes, can't you just be? And I was like, Okay, this is going to be my lesson. And I realized when I got over there, it took a little bit to unwind. And I thought, I don't know if I've ever just be. And so I'm that's something I'm writing about. Just be, because sometimes we get connected and pulled in all these different parts. And how do we stay on our train and our lane and, to just be?
How do we stay on the happy train?
Yeah, there you go. I love it. This is so much fun to talk to you. And now,
thank
are you.
You
still doing any of your other things? You're hosting or any of that?
No, this whole, you know, the book is really taking a lot of my time. You know, I still do auditions here and there, but I really feel like the calling, you know, it's just been flowing so much. And I just actually got back from book tour, Kim. I traveled 16 cities in the U.S.
Oh, my God. I love that. That is
meeting people one-on-one, people coming to the events. And because I wanted to really have that connection one-on-one with people and give people hugs. And
see, isn't that, you know, life. When I started my show, I was like, hold on a minute. I'm not being able to meet the people. I don't see them, you know, unless obviously when they're in the studio, and I love that. But so I talk to a lot of my listeners. I love to connect with my listeners. I want to know what they're thinking, if I'm doing a good job, you know. And then the next thing is to write my book and to be able to do what you're doing. So I love that. What's your plans for, are you already thinking of another book?
Yeah, actually I am. And sometimes I'm like, no, you know, I don't want to write another book because, you know, that's my separated self. That's my fearful part. But, yeah, actually the Spanish book is coming out in December, before Christmas. That's already been translated. So that's another baby I'm having, which I'm going to need to, you know, give a lot of love to.
Right.
And, get out there. So I'm excited about that for the Spanish audience. I want to write a book that would be, you know, live your happy in relationship.
I love that. Very cool.
The book would be a lot based on relationships. And not just romantic relationships, because really in relationship is where we get the most healing, because they mirror all our insecurities to us, you know, the people outside of us.
Very cool. Very cool. Maria, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And please share our show with everyone. And I look forward to watching you grow and connecting with you again.
Absolutely. It would be an honor to share the message you're giving, Kim. It's so beautiful. I can feel your vibe.
Thank
it's
you.
Such a beautiful spirit.
Thank you so much. All right. I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we've got more amazing people. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's see. I would love to give something away. We've got tickets to the Brew Fest, and that is happening on August 24th, Thursday. We've got tickets for that. And also Wings of Camarillo, the air show. We've got tickets for that, and that's happening Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Please join us for Metal Arc Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, wet your whistle watering hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarcserviceleague.com.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about anything and everything that we can add value. And, of course, you all know that I'm so passionate about animals. And today, joining us is Dr. Richard Goldstein, and we're going to talk about, really, the summer's coming up, and we protect our kids, we protect everyone. Sometimes we don't think about protecting our animals, and again, there's a lot of deadly diseases, and we're going to be talking about how to protect our animals during that time. And again, I want to welcome Dr. Richard Goldstein. Dr. Richard Goldstein, how are you?
Great, great. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be talking about today.
So I'm a veterinarian. I'm an internal medicine specialist in infectious diseases, and I'm the chief medical officer at the Animal Medical Center in Manhattan, which is the oldest and largest specialty practice in the world. Today we're going to be talking about... Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about leptospirosis, which is a really, really important disease that we see in dogs and people in the United States. Worldwide, it's a tremendously important disease in people. Most of the issues that we have in the U.S. are dogs. But it's a disease that we still see dogs die from, even now, despite the fact that we have really good tools, if we use them for prevention and early detection.
What is leptospirosis? Is that how I say it?
Close enough. Okay. Leptospirosis. You can just call it lepto for short. But leptospirosis is a bacterial disease. The bacteria are carried in the kidneys of rodents like rats and mice and raccoons and other mammals like possums and skunks. And when they come out in their urine, they live in puddles or wet areas, wet grass, ponds, lake streams. And when they get into the eyes or the mouth of a person or a dog, they can cause very, very severe disease, including eventually kidney failure and liver failure and even death. So it's a disease that you pick up. Dogs pick it up in the street by licking grass that a rat or mouse peed on, or people pick it up sometimes from swimming in ponds and lakes.
Oh, that's really scary. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that, one, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're so grateful that you are here. We're talking with Dr. Goldstein, and we're talking about things that can protect our pets this summer. And, of course, we are talking about some fatal diseases, and one of them is lepto. And so tell us, what can we do to... kind of help that so that we don't get that and protect our pets?
Yeah, so even though dogs are out more in the summer, they can actually get this disease year-round. It doesn't have to be just in the summer. But, you know, when they're out camping and things or, even, you know, just out walking more, going to parks, we do see more cases in the summer. What they can do to protect it is get vaccinated. There's really good vaccines. You give it twice initially and then annually, and it's very, very efficient in protecting against this disease. And so I believe very strongly that every dog in this country needs to be vaccinated. The disease is that common and that severe, and the vaccine is easy. It's safe, it's quick, and it's protective. So vaccination is the key for dogs.
Wow. And is this something that's new? Because, you know, when you take your dogs to the vet and you just have their checkups,
Is this something that is a new vaccine, or is it just something that we really just don't know a lot about?
It's not new. We've had vaccines for this disease for many years. They've gotten a lot better, and so now we have vaccines that are, you know, they're very clean, they're very safe, we don't see side effects from them, and that's been in the past 10 years or so, or 15 years. And many veterinarians are probably vaccinating, and you might not even know your dog is getting it because you don't necessarily get a whole list of what your dog gets. So many dogs in this country are getting vaccinated today. It should be all the dogs. So my recommendation for all the dog owners out there would be just ask your veterinarian, is my dog protected against leptospirosis? And if the answer is yes, great. If the answer is no, then, you know, let's make an appointment to come in and get it done. It is that simple. So something that everyone should get done.
Wow. Okay. And so let's talk about some of the symptoms. What are some of the symptoms?
Yeah, so if the dog does get it, and again, it's not just dogs out, you know, hunting wild boar. This is every city dogs, suburban dogs, every dog is at risk. We see it actually more in small breed dogs now than we do even in large breed dogs. If the early symptoms are pretty nonspecific, which makes it a little tricky, so it's just not eating, lethargy, being depressed, lying around, sometimes being in abdominal pain, so painful belly, and then sometimes vomiting with increased drinking and urination. And there's other things that can cause those signs, but the key thing is if you notice any of those things with your pet, even just skipping a few meals if that's not normal for your dog, talk to your veterinarian, go in to see your veterinarian. The veterinarian will do an exam. They might run some kind of screening blood tests. But the good news is specifically for this disease is there's a brand new test on the market now that's really good and we didn't have before. It's called Witness Lepto. It's made by a company called Zoetis, and this is a test that's in the clinic. So the veterinarian can, if they suspect this disease, can run a test in the clinic. It's inexpensive. It takes 10 minutes and get an answer. And the reason that's so important is if the answer is, if it's positive, if the dog has leptospirosis, you can catch it early with this test, and then if you give the appropriate antibiotics, everything will be fine. If you don't, if you wait too long, if you miss it, then you know the consequences can be devastating. So early detection is really, really important. And that starts with the owner. Go to your vet when your dog is not okay, and then good things will happen.
I like that. I you know, nowadays, and I mean, I've always been like this. This is how I was raised. Our pets are our family. But
right.
Even more so now today that our pets are not replacing, but adding to our family. And you know, some people think that we don't have to take care of them, but we do. We need to protect them in the same way that we protect our families. So I love this. Why is testing, I mean, now, I love that if you get there early enough, it's protected, correct?
Yep.
But is this like something that all vets will, like a routine vaccine?
Yeah, it is a routine vaccine, not, you know, the awareness has not been there for every place in the country, for every veterinarian. And so it may be that certain dogs haven't gotten it, in which case they should ask their veterinarian to get it. It's easier for the veterinarians to have this vaccine and give it. But it's not yet to the point where it's mandated or something like that. So you should ask your veterinarian, is my dog protected? And if not, ask to get it done because it is really important. Yes, any veterinarian can do it, and it's, you know, it's obviously widely available.
Okay, great. Well, again, Dr. Goldstein, I appreciate you giving this information and sharing it here on our show, on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, what we were talking about is lepto. Where can my listeners find out more about it?
The first resource is your veterinarian, and they'll be happy to talk about the disease in general as well as what your dog needs specifically. Beyond that, there's the Animal Medical Center has a really nice website where I work. It's called www.amcny.org. We have lots of information there about leptospirosis and how to protect it and how to diagnose it. And then the company that makes that test and also makes a really good vaccine for leptospirosis, Zoetis, has a really good website. It's Zoetis US, ZoetisUS.com/lepto. Really good information there as well.
And really quick, I'm looking at your bio here, and you're really more of an infectious disease doctor for animals, dogs and cats, right? And I know Lyme's disease is pretty prevalent too.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that? Is there anything that we can mention about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Lyme disease is also really important. Lyme disease is by far the most common disease that we see in dogs and people in certain parts of the country, including the Northeast and Midwest. Lyme disease, unlike lepto, is not transmitted by animals, but it's transmitted by ticks. So this is a tick-borne disease. And the key for Lyme disease is to make sure that your pet is protected against the ticks, first of all. And there's really good products for that. There's oral products now, as well as collars and things that you put on their fur. And then make sure they're also vaccinated for Lyme. There's very good vaccines. Actually, that same company, Zoetis, makes a fantastic vaccine for Lyme specifically as well. And then looking at your dog, and just like you need to do for your children if you live in an area with a lot of ticks and a lot of Lyme, make sure you remove all the ticks every day from your dog. Make sure you use these tick control products and get your dog vaccinated for Lyme. That's also very, very important. It's really, really common. Not as many dogs die of Lyme that die of leptospirosis, but many more dogs actually get sick. So it's also really important. And ticks in general carry a lot of diseases. And this is the time to worry about that, the spring, the summer, year-round. But now we're seeing the most ticks. And this year is a record year for ticks. So tick removal every day, tick control, and vaccination for Lyme.
So really quick, tick removal, because we've actually done that where you heat up a spoon and you put it on the tick so it backs out so you don't leave any of the part of, I know it sounds kind of gross, but is that the correct way?
Well, there's all kinds of ways to try and do that. I don't actually recommend doing that. There's a good chance you're going to burn the skin. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world if a little bit stays behind. What I recommend is taking kind of a sharp tweezers and just grabbing the tick down as close to the head as you can towards the skin and just pulling it out. You don't necessarily have to use alcohol or heat or something like that to try and kill the tick on the dog. A tweezers is probably the easiest and best. There's also little devices you can get that kind of pluck them out with a little slit in them. But I think a sharp tweezers is just the easiest way to go. But the most important thing, and this is really important, children and dogs, look at them every day and remove every tick. That's really important.
Right. You know, my daughter had Lyme disease. And
oh, I'm sorry.
It's not pretty. And no. So I totally get that. Well, Dr. Goldstein, a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for some great awareness for our summer. And again, I look forward to talking to you again here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
I'd be very happy to. Thank you so much.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Pizza Man Dan deliver beer and wine to your house?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Yes.
To your house?
Yes.
PizzaManDans.com?
Yes.
Tequila?
No, no tequila.
Cerveza!
PizzaManDans.com. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists. Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brew Fest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Joining me today here on the Kim Pagano Show is Dr. Carlos Martinez. He is the chairman of ophthalmology at Long Beach Memorial. And cataracts are one of the most common eye health conditions. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because June is Cataract Awareness Month. And eye health is very important. We're going to talk about some of their new surveys. And again, I'm really excited to have Dr. Martinez join us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Dr. Martinez, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Kim, it is an honor to be in your show. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about who you are and why have you made cataracts one of your, you know, specialties?
You know, it is hard not to fall in love with cataract surgery. Cataract surgery is such an amazing procedure. I trained in New Orleans. I've lived in Long Beach, California for 20 years, and there is nothing I love more than doing cataract surgery. It is remarkable what it does for patients' lives.
You know, it's interesting, a couple just of my own personal stories, but, you know, my mom had the cataract surgery. One eye was great, one eye bled. Is that something that's common?
So, you know, I've done 7,000 cataracts and I've never had anyone bleed. But whenever you do surgery, there are risks you face. But I have never had anyone bled. And out of 7,000 surgeries, I've seen only one patient getting to any kind of trouble, somebody who went and got a haircut, got hair in the eye. So the answer is cataract surgery is one of the safest, most commonly performed surgeries in the U.S.
So for my listeners that might not really know what a cataract is, what is a cataract?
A cataract is that the lens inside the eye becomes cloudy. The eye, just like any other camera, has a lens, and that lens becomes cloudy with age and also in response to different diseases. When it gets cloudy, it blurs your vision. It interferes with the functioning, with your ability to see. With treatment, however, cataract vision can be restored and often improve immensely.
Wow. And how, what is there like an age that's related to cataracts?
So cataracts can happen at any age. I have done cataract surgery in two-week-old babies, and I've also done cataract surgery in a patient who was 103. The average age in the U.S. for cataract surgery is about 73, and nearly anyone who lives long enough will develop cataracts.
So it's just a very common, you know, growth of life, correct?
It is. It is.
Right. And I know that you talk about Hispanic communities and how do cataracts actually impact them more so, correct?
Yes, cataract affects everybody. 24 million people in the U.S. have cataracts, but the Latino population tends to have more cataracts. 1.7 million Hispanic patients have cataracts, and that is supposed to grow fivefold by the year 2050 to 9.5 million people.
Why is that?
So there might be genetic reasons. There are also conditions such as diabetes, which are more prevalent in our community and are linked to a higher likelihood of developing cataracts and having them progressed.
Wow. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting their day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Martinez. And we are talking about cataracts, and of course, June is Cataract Awareness Month. So what can my listeners and what can people do that might think that their vision is starting to get, it's almost like smaller, correct? You're starting to kind of see a little, you know, everything's getting where you can't see as well, correct?
Right. So one of the things that people do is they blame age for loss of vision. And it's important for people to know that age alone should not make your vision significantly worse. So if your vision is getting worse, then you should come in and be seen, because you may have a cataract and there may be an easy solution to fix it. And at the time that we do cataract surgery, we can fix things like astigmatism, so we can get people rid of glasses. And there's a strong emotional side to cataracts and not having cataract surgery.
What do you mean by that?
So the Alcon, which is the global leader in cataracts and cataract surgery, conducted a survey called My Cataract Survey, and they found that before cataract surgery, patients felt frustrated, annoyed, and they even felt like they felt older than they should. After cataract surgery, patients were happier, more satisfied, and they felt like they had a greater appreciation for their lives, so much that the vast majority of them recommended surgery to other people who were scared or debating surgery. They were so happy that they recommended they undergo surgery.
What I've heard from people that have had surgery, it's like the light went on, right? Like their
that's
whole
right.
world opened up. Yeah, that's the experience that I know that a lot of people that have had it. Now, where can we find out more about you? And if somebody's interested in, you know, looking you up or looking more into having a cataract surgery, is what's the downtime?
So, there's practically no downtime to cataract surgery. The day of surgery, we don't want you to do anything crazy, but you can go play golf the same day if you want to. You can get more information on cataracts at mycataracts.com. And you can also, if you're Spanish-speaking, you can call 1-844-MY-CATARACT. And my practice is in Long Beach. It's been here for 42 years, and we're happy to see everybody.
Now, let me ask you, if somebody had a cataract surgery, Dr. Martinez, and it wasn't successful, can they go back in, or is it like one-shot deal? How does that work?
So I have gone in and fixed issues with previous cataract surgeries of others. So you can go back in, and there are some things that you can address if cataract surgery was unsuccessful. The likelihood that a cataract surgery is unsuccessful is extremely low, but if that happens, we can go back in and fix some things. It is a surgical procedure. There are some things that we cannot fix, but the vast majority of people will be happy and not have any complications.
And my last question is, do you actually put a new lens in, or because I know there's a couple options, correct?
Yes, so that is the amazing thing. So when you go in and you remove the old lens, you can put a new lens that corrects farsightedness, nearsightedness, and astigmatism. So we might be able to get you rid of glasses after cataract surgery, which is a remarkable thing given I did cataract surgery on my mother, one of the greatest pleasures I've ever had. And she wore glasses for 40 years. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's glasses-free for the first time in her life and totally happy with it.
So, but that is not really the surgery for cataract, right? That's another surgery on top of it, correct?
No. That is the same exact procedure we do for everybody who has cataracts, but we can implant lenses inside the eye that can do that can correct astigmatism and can also correct distance and up-close vision.
But if you're going in just a cataract, then that's what you would have done, but you wouldn't have a lens placed in there, correct?
So you always do. So cataract surgery involves removing the old lens and replace it with a nice and clear one. When we implant the nice mm-hmm. and clear one, we have an opportunity to fix astigmatism by just implanting a lens that corrects for it. So it doesn't add much time to the procedure. It doesn't add any risk. It's just about implanting a lens that can do both, correct vision, correct astigmatism.
Wow. Well, I love the information. And, of course, Thank you so much for sharing it here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind anybody that Dr. Carlos Martinez is the chairman of ophthalmology at Long Beach Memorial, and of course that's where your practice is. And of course, June is Cataract Awareness Month. Go check them out. And do you have a website?
MyCataracts.com is where we're sending people to get information. iPhysicians@LongBeach.com is the other place you can go.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having me.
I want to thank everyone for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope to see everybody out at the Salsa Festival, at the Taste of Camarillo, at Paw Works. I'm going to be running around to all those great things, and I hope that I see all of you out there. There's so many great things to do this weekend, so please take some time, take some loved ones, and go and share a great weekend. With that, we are at the end of our show, and of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. You don't need someone to complete you. You only need someone to accept you completely. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.